Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joshua Green, the head of operations at Zaka South Africa. Joshua, good afternoon to you and thanks for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Absolute pleasure. Good afternoon.
Okay, so Joshua, you got to start here with Zaka 101 for those who don't know. What is Zaka?
So Zaka is an international organization, started off in Israel. It's got an international branch throughout the world. And Zaka consists of, in South Africa specifically, of four groups, four departments. The first one being Chesed Shel Emes, which refers to, in the event of a tragic death, God forbid, long after all the medics and long after the pathologists and the detectives, etc., have been in, a team of dedicated volunteers go in and do the cleanup operation. Yeah, yes. It's not pleasant. Very sensitive, obviously, in nature. And they go in and they do that job. That's the Chesed Shel Emes. It's called Chesed Shel Emes because it's the ultimate kindness. There's no payback. No recognition. Mm. There's no cameras. Mm. There's no marketing. There's no media. It's done very quietly and it's done by a very special group of people. That's the one branch. The other branch the other kind of group involved in Zaka is search and rescue or search and recovery. Sometimes, unfortunately, a search and rescue lands up being a search and a recovery. The latest example would have been, the case in Ethiopia with the Ethiopian airline, the plane that crashed. There were two Jews that were on board that flight and a group of us, I was included in that group, flew out from South Africa. Unbeknownst to us, we were on the same model airplane that had only gone down a few hours before. And we flew out to Ethiopia to go do what initially was going to be a search and rescue and ended up becoming more search recovery and Chesed Shel Emes, where we know to help look for remains. And then there's two other aspects. One's more recent, which I'll touch on in a minute. The other one is what's referred to as PBO, Public Behavior Officer or Population Intelligence. Not used so frequently yet. It's more in the case of a mass casualty or a mass disaster. And that's more about understanding the nature of the people that were in a building or in a, you know, at the scene. And there's a lot of information gathering. It's something we train for that we don't use that often on our day-to-day, call outs and that. And then there's this more recent, group that we've just launched or section of Zaka that we've just launched, which is the FCU, the fire containment unit. Which is, I said it on Howard Feldman's show as well. The idea is that it's not firefighters. It's not guys running into burning buildings. It's purely a containment unit that, God forbid, should a fire break out. A simple single phone call to the CSO, Zaka control room, will activate a team that will come out with the relevant equipment and they're able to start spraying water on that fire until such time that the city of Johannesburg arrive, you know, with their fire trucks in that. And that in a nutshell is what Zaka does.
I'm just interested as to why there was a need for a fire containment unit, Joshua.
So, you know, unfortunately we've been to many fires in this community. I work with different organizations and we've been called out and too many times we've sat around there waiting for the fire department to arrive, running around looking for a working hydrant. I guess it came to a point after a recent fire about a year ago where a group of us decided that, you know, we're not going to wait anymore. Enough is enough. And we took it on to, some of us took money from our own private funds and we took it on to buy a trailer. We had another trailer that was sponsored, donated, and we put together a team. It's a small team. There's a need for it. The fire department, unfortunately, there's delays with the fire department coming out to fires. Often they come out and unfortunately due to a whole different conversation, trucks aren't always in working order or they aren't carrying water. And, we got sick and tired of sitting around and waiting, you know, we do so much good in this community.
Yeah,
and you stand there at a fire it was one of those avenues where we didn't have the tools to do anything. An extinguisher will only get you so far. And, like this now with the tools we have, we're able to plug into our hydrant. We're able to spray water on a fire with a couple bars of pressure as opposed to just a garden hose. It just gives us the tools and the ability to do that extra level of help to the community.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Joshua, just what concerns me somewhat is I don't know much about fires, but I know they're very different fires. Chemical fires, combustible fires from just normal everyday things. Are you equipped to deal with the different kinds of fires that there are in terms of using the correct extinguisher for the correct event?
So again, it goes back to what I initially said. We're not firefighters, and no, we're not equipped with foam and all the different types of, okay. of materials that you need. But the idea is that we're going to do pretty much what your neighbor would do, is take the hose pipe and spray down with water. We're going to do that just with a lot more pressure and a little bit more knowledge, and hopefully a little bit faster. We carry extra extinguishers on the trailers. But no, to answer your question, we don't have these high fancy schmancy high tech equipment, to be able to fight every type of fire. Recently there was a fire at one of those substations, and we queried on the operational group, should we go, shouldn't we go? And the reality is that's a very, very different type of fire to the fire in someone's house, God forbid. Just on that note, when a house is already burning up in flames, yes. by then it's not about chemicals or not. You put water on that kind of fire. It's exactly what the fire department's going to come and do. So yeah, there is a bit of knowledge and a bit of training, and we have been trained, quite recently actually by a couple of the trainers that from Rescue South Africa that train, the current firefighters, and limited knowledge. But the idea is that as soon as the fire department gets there, we can kind of hand over and say, hey, guys, we're here. You let us know what you need, and we're happy to help. That's the idea.
Quite a remarkable initiative. Just because Joburg is a rather sprawling, large city, I mean, there's no ways you can possibly service the entire city. What is realistically the area in which you would operate?
So someone actually asked us on one of our Facebook posts, and we replied to them in that initially we were like, well, you know, the Glen Hazel, the main shtetl kind of area. And after discussion with management, we realized that we will go wherever we can, wherever physically possible, to try and put out that fire within reason, obviously. So, you know, for example, God forbid a fire came out. I'm just thinking in terms of suburbs Fourways, all the way out to Rivonia or Fourways. Yes. No, we would get on our trailers and go there. The reality is that are we going to get there immediately? No, it's going to be quite a lot of time till we get there. But what does happen is the control room will still dispatch fire immediately. So there's no lag ever in the dispatching of the fire department. That's done automatically, always, on every single call out. And I guess over time and in due course, hopefully, with some sponsorship from the community, you know, in the different suburbs, we could have a standby trailer in Sandton or Morningside, and, just to kind of buy that time and then create pods of teams. Again, it still has to be discussed in more detail. But that's, I guess, the long-term goal here.
No, pretty incredible, Joshua. I mean, what you said, and as you made it very clear, is this isn't a fire extinguishing service. This is a very niche service for the interim period prior to the fire becoming out of control. You're a first responder. Joshua, how does one doesn't think clearly in the case of an emergency. Is this not a number that one should have plugged into one's phone under Zaka?
Under Zaka, under the CSO control room, it's a number that has already been marketed and advertised for many years. It should definitely be a number that's in your phone on speed dial. And people shouldn't hesitate to call it. You can get a multitude of services from one control room. It's like I said on one of the other interviews, it's a 24/7, it's manned 24/7. The phone rings, I think it's in two or three rings or whatever the protocol is. That phone is picked up by a professional person who will take your call, take your details, and while they're talking to you, already start dispatching other services to you depending on your need.
Joshua Green, congratulations. That's all I can say. What an incredible initiative. What selfless people. And thank you is all I can say.
Thank you. Thank you for the time, and thank you for giving us a chance to speak to the community.